Kish jerked at the mention of castration and cupped himself. Yeah, and so why are you kidnapping her?
Who says I kidnapped her?
The fact she's unconscious and tied up, fully clothed. I figure if it was really kinky and she was cooperating, she'd be awake and naked.
Kish did have a point.
He moved forward and looked more closely at her before he glanced back to Sin. So, who is she?
Artemis.
Artemis who?
Sin gave him a hard stare. You know, Greek goddess bitch who stole my powers.
Kish let out a nervous laugh. That's the goddess trussed up like a turkey on your couch? Are you insane?
No, Sin said as righteous fury drove him on. I had an advantage and I took it.
Kish's face turned ashen. And when she wakes up, we're both toast. Burnt toast, charred toast, whatever the hell is beyond charred, that's us. He moved his index finger back and forth between them to emphasize their coming doom. She's going to kick both our asses, and no offense, I don't want my ass kicked by a goddess. Well, Angelina Jolie in a black teddy and spiked heels notwithstanding, Angie Baby could drive those spiked heels all over me, but this, he gestured toward Artemis, this will get me painfully disemboweled, and that I'd like to avoid at all costs. Sin shook his head at the man's hysteria.
Calm down before you wet my rug and I take a newspaper to you. She's not going to kick our asses. This net negates her powers. It's how she sucked me dry and left me humiliated.
Kish cocked his head as if he wanted to believe that, but wasn't sure he should. Are you sure about that, boss?
Positive. The Dictyon was designed as a trap for gods and immortals. So long as she's held by it, we're fine.
Kish was still cringing. I don't think fine is the word I'd use in this situation. More like screwed, or dead even. She's not going to be happy about this.
As if Sin gave a shit what she was or wasn't happy about. Once I have my powers back, it won't matter. She'll be in no position to hurt either of us.
And how are you going to do that?
Sin had no idea.
He honestly wasn't sure how she'd gotten them to begin with. After she'd given him nectar to drink in her temple, things had gotten fuzzy, and he wasn't completely sure what all she'd done to him. His belief was that Artemis had sucked his powers out of him by drinking his blood. Personally, he didn't want to drink her blood. There was no telling what diseases the bitch might carry, rabies, distemper, parvo, but if it would reinstate him, he'd do it. First, he had to find out from her if a blood exchange would work. He glared at his servant.
Don't you have something to do?
If not for the fact it would result in your breaking every bone in my body and making me cry for mommy, I'd be calling some cops. As it stands, I think my neck is best served by trying to talk sense into you.
Sin clenched his teeth. Kish, if you value your life, get out of here and stay out of here.
But the instant Kish took a step back, a feeling of dread consumed Sin.
Kish was too panicked, and when panicked, people always did incredibly stupid things, like call the cops on an immortal who didn't want to even begin to try to explain why he was holding a woman on his couch in a net. Or worse, call Acheron, who would freak on Sin if he ever learned about this.
So, Sin froze him in place. Sin stared at Kish's statue with satisfaction.
Yeah, you chill, and let me worry about this.
It was for the best, and it would keep him from having to kill Kish later. And while Sin was at it, he sealed his door so that no one else could disturb him.